Britomim mace, some were that touched the mace. The mace himself was called Avi Avos HaTumah. But some were that touched the mace, he's called an Av HaTumah. These are called Avos HaTumah. Now, Toldoseyim, the Lachos by Tumah is that Toldoseyim Lav Kiyosabhem. The Toldos do not have the same Alocha like the Av. What do you mean? The Yelu Av, because when you have the Av HaTumah himself, the Sheretz, or the Shechva Zera, or a person that touched the mace, Metama Odom Bekelim. If this Sheretz now touches another person, or touches Kelim, it's Metama. An Av HaTumah can make an Odom into a Rishon LaTumah, or make a Keli into a Rishon LaTumah. That's the Koyach of an Av HaTumah. But the Yelu Toldos, if you only have a Toldo, like the Sheretz touched the man, that's called a Toldo. If so, Oichle no Mashkin Metama. A Toldo could only be Metama if it touches food, or it touches drinks. But Odom Vekelim Loi Metama. A Toldo cannot be Metama Odom. If a Toldo of a Tumah touches a person, or touches a Kli, it's not Metama then. So Kitzah by Tumah told the same is Lav Kiyotzevim. So now we have a question, Hochamai. In our Mishnah by Nezikin, which the Mishnah says a Lashon of Arbo of us Nezikim. So when Medayik in the Gemara, Mechlal, the Yika told us, there are Toldos by Nezikim. So here we have a question, my, what's the Locha? Are they like the Ovis or they're not like the Ovis? So Rashi learns, Hochamai, Toldos the Shabbos heavy kovos. By Shabbos we said the Toldos are like the Ovis. Toldos the Tuma loy heavy ki Ovis. For Hocha, now the question is here by Nezikin, Toldos the Nezikin, my, what's the Locha? Me, Arminadu, we say Toldos ki Yotzeven, that the Toldos have the same Locha. Loishana told him, Hizik Mishalim, that in both cases you have to pay, or Dilma Loi. What does a Dilma Loi mean? The Biskros Madaika, Dilma Loi means you'll be potter. Or Dilma Loi, maybe no, maybe by the Toldos of Nezikin, you're potter Lagamri, you won't be chayiv at all. You only chayiv for the Ovis. If your animal does damage through walking with the dregel, trampling over something, or the shor does damage by eating food, being over the Ovis, that's when you have to pay. But told the Sayyim, Lav Kiyotzevem Loi, could be you be potter completely. The other pshat is, no, not that you're potter completely, just like we'll see as we go along, it could be there'll be different halachas, that's all. Avadi, you'll be chayiv, told the same Avadi, you're chayiv here. Anytime that's a svarish, miros and alecho, if you would have to watch it, Avadi, you'll be chayiv. But akoponim, maybe you won't have the same chiyuvim as the Av. Akoponim, Mike, that's the question. What is the halacha by the toldos of Nezikin? Does it have the same halacha like the Av or not? So Gemara answers, Omer Rav Papa answers back and says, you should know, it depends. Yesh mehen ki yotze behen. True, a lot of the toldos have the same halacha like the Avs by Nezikin, but the yesh mehen lav ki yotze behen. There are some of them that do not have the same halacha like the Av. And then, according to Raya, we'll see later, Mark comes out to Tzror, with Chatzin Ezek, that Avad Yechayiv there just doesn't have the same halacha like the Avis. So the Mashmul Chorivin of Lav Kiyotzebim, Avad Yechayiv, just did not have the exact same halacha like the Av itself. And Rashi says, the Gemara later will explain the Rav Papa, like which told this are Kiyotzebim, and which told this are not Kiyotzebim. Now the Gemara starts off. Tana Rabban, Gimel Ovois Nemru Bishor. By the Mazik of Shor, there are three Ovis. Three, the Torah says three different Lashonis about a Shor. There's HaKeren, the HaShen, the Aregel. A Shor could do damage with its Keren, with its horns, by pushing, stressing you. VaShen, with its teeth, by eating food. And Varegel, it could do with its feet, walking over, trampling over things. There's Kalen, the things on the floor, and your Shor walks over and tramples over it. These are three different ways of us by Shor. Rashi says, like Keren means lingoich, tishtois, to do gore you, hashein, lechoil, regal, drisa, lishpersa kelim. Regal means walking and breaking things while the animal walks. Now, Keren minolan, how do we know that there's an av of Keren? The way Rashi said in the Mishnah, why is something called an av? Because it says in the Torah. So the question is now, where does it say Keren in the Torah? The Torah Rabbanim will learn, the Pasuk says, ki yigach shor. So with Ashen Ein Negichel of the Keren, when the Torah says Kiyigach of goring, when the Shor gores, it means with its Keren, with its horns. Shenema, the Pasuk says, Melochim, Vayas Loitzit Kiyo Ben Kenanom, Karnei Basil, he made horns made out of metal, With these things I'll go Aram. So you see, it says Lashon of Negicha, and it says Lashon of Karnei Basil. So you see, Negicha means with a keren. Because when the Torah says Ki Yigach, it means the animal does damage with its horns. Rashi says, Alma, you see, Negicha bekeren. That the taisha of Negicha goes on keren. The Yomer, another pasuk says in Devarim, Bechor Shorei Hardaloi. That the shore is very strong, the Karnei Reim Karno. And the horns of a ram is a strong, very nice horns. And it says, Behem Amim Minagach. With these horns will gore nations. So here we see also, Loshlov, Yinagach, goring, goes back to Karen. Therefore the Pasuk says, Ki Yigach, when his shore does damage with Yigach, with goring, it means with his Karen. For the Gemara of Mai V'yoymer, why do we need a second Pasuk of Devarim? What was wrong with the first Pasuk of Yaslet, Sitkiyo, Ben Kanan? What was wrong with the first Pasuk of Malachim? The Chitema, maybe you want to tell me, maybe you answer me, that Divrei Torah, Medivrei Kabbalah Lo Yafinun. There's such a klal that we cannot learn out something from Divrei Torah, from Divrei Kabbalah. The Divrei Kabbalah Rashi says that's Neviim Uksuvim. If you want to know what something means in the Torah, like what's written in the earth, what's written in the Torah has one halachis. And the way it's written in Neviim Uksuvim is differently. So maybe you can't bring me a proof from halacha of Divrei Torah to you want to know what does Divrei Torah mean, you can't explain it to me from a pasuk in Divrei Neviim. Therefore, we have to bring down a pasuk in Devarim, in Chumash itself, then the pasuk in Chumash alone, it says a taich of Tinagach that goes back to Keren. So, maybe that's why we need a second pasuk, because Divrei Neviim can't explain Divrei Torah. This the Gemara says, and that's what the Gemara says. Therefore, Toshma, come in here, that I'll bring you a pasuk in the Devarim itself. As the pasuk says, V'chor Shoroi Hardaloi. For the Gemara now, Fahai Melufu. Are we learning out a halacha here from Divrei Kabbalah? We're not learning out anything. Like Rashi says, but to me, that's a question. We're not learning out any halachas here. Rather, Gemara says, rather, Gilu Milsa Biyamu. It's only coming to uncover to us, to explain to us, to teach the word. We have a pasuk in the Torah that says, Ki Yigach. I want to know what's the teach, what's the explanation of this word, Ki Yigach. So just the Gilu Milsa Biyamu, that we could learn out from Divrei Kabbalah. And Rashi says, Hela Gilamilsu, to Cholecha, the Ksiv Negicha Bekerenu. Wherever the Pasuk says, Loshen of Yigach, Negicha means Bekeren. So that's not a halacha, that's not a taich of a word, that by place we could learn from Divrei Kabbalah. Says, so is that to the Kasha, why do we need a second Pasuk in Devarim? Bechor Shehor Lo Bekanarim Karnov, you have the first Pasuk in Malachim. So Marin says, Elo must have rather like this. We see Gila Milsa Biyamu the Negicha Bekeren. So Gila Milsa Negicha means Bekeren. So Marin says Elo Mal. The time I would have thought to say like this. Ki Polig Rachmona Beitam Lamuid. We have Sukkim in the Torah that by Shor of Negicha by Keren, which is called Meshuna, the first two or three times Yoni pays Chatzin Nezik. That's called the Tam. After he does it three times, then it becomes a Muid. Then he pays Nezik Shalom. So we'll see that psukim, that the chilek, the difference, sometimes you pay chatzin nezik, sometimes you pay nezik shalom. So I would have thought like this, the Gemara says. Now the time I would have thought to say, ki polig rachmona beit tam lemuid, when does the Torah make a difference? That a tam pays chatzin nezik and a muid pays nezik shalom? Hanin mili, when is that said? Bitzlusha. Only if you pulled off the horn off the animal, and now the horn is in the mouth of the animal picked it up, put it in his mouth, and now it does damage. That's when it's real mishun, it's real different. Then you only have to pay a chatzin nezek the first two or three times. Avu b'mechuberes. But when the horn is attached to the animal, normal. Eima, then the animal goes and gores somebody. Eima, then I would have thought to say, kulum oedisi. Maybe then even the first time the animal does damage, you'll have to pay a nezek sholem. Because since the horn is on the animal, that's a normal way to do it. So maybe for that you have to pay a nezek sholem. Is Toshma, that's why I have a second pasuk. No. Bechor Shor Hardaloi. The kind of Ram kind of teaches a second pasuk, you should know that whether the pasuk of Tzidkiyo there, that's for sure like a detached horn. And here, Bechor, kind of Ram kind of, that's when it's attached. So the two psukim, that whether the horn is attached or whether the horn is taken off, in both places, you have the loch of a time pays Chatzin Nezek and a Muad pays Nezek Shalom. Rashi says, "Loch Yitzchak Elo, Loch Yitzchak Yoyma." The mother tells me, "Kicholak Rechamana Ben Tamlo Meres to be short time tiv." As by a short time, the Torah says, "The Chotzu as Kasboy." So like Mishalem El Chatzinezik, you only have to pay a Chatzinezik. Over Mu, it's Siva by Mu. The pasuk says, "Shalim Mishalem Shodan Gadashor, the Mishalem Gadashor." It's the whole damage. Hani Milabur doesn't say when. Do you say that the Karen Shlusha? Only when the whole one is taken off. Do me the kindness of Kiyob economic. Going Shachsa Behemel Hakiran Veichino. When the animal picked up the horn and put it between his mouth, the locker did damage. To us, the Mavadil of Mishon Tal Kulin Ezek Shalom. The Yain Dark of the car, because there is not a derech to do that way. For the Hoyu Labayin Lishma Midovah Zer. That's called real Mishun, is something abnormal that there we said the Svar, the animal didn't have to, the owner didn't have to think about this. So the owner doesn't have to watch it for that. So maybe there he only has to pay a Chatzin Ezek. Avo Michal Beres, Trashi, the Yorchehu. I would have thought to say there it's normal. Trashi Lo Fiemis. Even Mechuberis is not Urchei. Rashi is speaking out of, there only would have been one postik, I would have thought that when the horn is attached, that's enough of normal that Eima Kulamu Edisi, that Afilu Batchilu Mishal Nezek Sholem, even the first time, if the animal does damage with its horn to gore somebody, it pays a Nezek Sholem. Toshma, Tupsukim, that know that whether the Karen is attached or whether it's detached, in both places, Karen only pays Chatzin Nezek. In other words, it's called Mishuna. Not normal for a shor to do damage to gore somebody with its horns. Therefore, the owner didn't have to watch it so much. Therefore, he only has to pay a chatzin nezek. We'll see more about these svaras later on in the Masechta. So, I call upon him, this is the pasuk of Keren. So now we know that Keren is called an av. Pasuk of Kiyigach. Why doesn't the Mishnah say Keren? Because Keren pays chatzin nezek. We're talking about only nezek shor. Now the Gemara says, Tolda the Keren Mahi, what are the toldois of Keren? Negifa, where an animal pushes you. Rashi Shadok for the Gufa pushes you with his body and it's mazik you the kavana with intention. That's also called Keren. Keren is also always kavanos lahazik. It has intentions of doing damage. It wants to gore you. So it pushes you. Neshicha, it bites you. Revita, it claps on top of you. Or claps on top of Kalim. There are Kalim on the floor, or Revita collapses. Obita kicks you. All these things are called toldos of Keren. Soon the Gemara lets the kasha, why is a told of Keren? It should be a told of regal, a told of shame. If it bites, it should be a told of shame. If it kicks, it should be a told of regal. We'll soon see. But these are called toldos of Keren. So now the Gemara says, so what's going to be about the payment? Hura, no, the Gemara doesn't sound the kasha now. Maishno negicha. Some have a question now. Maishno negicha, the korolayav. How come negicha? We call an av when the animal uses its horns. It gores you with its horns. It's called an av. There's still what the Pasuk says, ki yigach. It's still negifa namiksiv. The Torah writes, ki yigach. The Pasuk says, ki yigach. If an animal pushes you. So why don't we say, if an animal pushes you, he's also chayim. It's also called an av. So Mara says, no. When the Pasuk says, ki yigach fear, I tell you, hay negifa negichi. The Pasuk really only means negicha. Even though it says, ki yigach, it means with its horns. Why? The Tani will learn. Posaf benegifa. The Pasuk starts off with negifa kiyigoy. V'sayim benegicha. The same Pasuk ends off, I noida kishor nogachu. It says, the envelopes of kishor nogachu. So it starts off with kiyigoy, and it ends off with nogachu. How come, the same Pasuk? Leimelech comes to teach us, zui negifa, zui negicha. That's the exact same thing. Negifa here means negicha. Alright, so I know. But even though the Torah says the word of kiyigoyf, it does not mean kiyigoyf. Itaka means negicha. It means using its horns. It's so for the Gemara Kashiv, so, but maishnagav v'yodam nechzev kiyigach. How come when the Pasuk talks about that Yoshor pushes a man, it says lashon of kiyigach. There it says the strong lashon. It uses its horns. Umaishnagav v'hem with nechzev kiyigoyf. How come kiyigoyf here, even though it means negicha with its keren, it says an easy lashon of with pushing? So how come when the pasuk talks about that your shor is shtoising another shor, another animal, it says kiyigoyf, even though it means with a keren? And how come when it hits another man, then it says a strong lashon of kiyigach? They both mean the same thing. So how come it changes? It must be like this. How come we hear this chiddush? Adam the yisle mazlo, a person that has a mazel. He Rashi said like this, Odom the Islay Mazel, Rashi says, Shieshloy Das Lishmeres Gufoy. Mazel just means here a person smart, a person can watch himself, a person has brains. So therefore it's like this. Odom the Islay Mazlok Siv Ki Yigach. Why? Yigach is a strong Lashon. In other words, for an order for an animal to hit an Odom, it has to really use all its power. Because like this, a person is smart. A person sees the animals coming and move on the side. A person can watch himself. So the animal can't just give a little push to a man. A man will move on the side. How does an animal hit a man? Only a kiyigach, he goes all out to really strike the man. But behemoth, the less le mazlo, another behemoth doesn't have such brains. He doesn't have dash to watch himself. Therefore, ksiv kiyigach, it's easier for an animal to hit another animal. All he has to do is a simple lashon of pushing him. Even though it still means with his horns, but it says a simple lashon because it's easier to hit an animal than it is to hit a man. So what is it teaching us? By telling us this, we hear something else also, that like this. Let's say you have your animal that hit already three men. Whether it killed three men, Rashi says it killed three men. Who within the Chorus would be the same thing even if it did damage to three men? But once your animal hit already three different men, it's called a muad. But it didn't hit an animal yet. Your animal only hit a man three times. So it's called a muad liyodim. What's going to be now if after it hit a man three times, now it hits another animal? Is it called a tam, because it's the first time it hit an animal? Or is it called a muad? Yes, it's called a muad. That's the Kiddush here. To muad liyodim, if the animal hit already three men and became a muad for man, heavy muad of hema. It's automatically considered a muad, negeya to now, if it hits an animal the fourth time, we'll have to pay a nezek shalom. What about the opposite way? A muad lebehema. Let's say your animal, your ox, only so far hit three different oxes. It strikes three times, three different oxes. So now it became a muad to hit animals. If it will strike do damage to another ox, you'll have to pay a nezek shalom now. But what's going to be now, the fifth time it hits a man? Is it called a tam? It's the first time it hit a man. Do you have to pay only a chatzin nezek, half of the damage? Or do we say, no, since it already strikes three times to an animal, it has to pay nezek shalom to a man? Here I say no. That lo hevi muad liyodim. It's not considered a muad to get to a man. Because since a man has das, it's harder to hit a man. So your animal, even though you see your animal hits other animals, that's because your animal now does so much damage. It can't do such strong damage. It only does middle type of damages. So you only have to watch your animal when it gets in contact with other animals. But when it gets in contact with other men, so far you never saw your animal to be so strong with such gevura to hit a man. So therefore you're not mechoyev so far to watch your animal from hitting men. Therefore, when it hits the first man, it's called like a tam, you only have to pay a chatzin nezek. That's what the pasuk comes to teach us. That hitting a man takes bigger gevura, more strength, and you need more, like, yegicha to hit a man. So if you hit a man three times, he's automatically called a muad for a behemoth. But if you only hit an animal three times, he's only a muad for such a type of damage, but not for the bigger damage of another. Therefore, for that, you only have to pay a chatzin nezek. You're right. Good question, Yiskin. I'll be by a little kid. Little kid, according to Rashi, little kid should be the same like a behemoth for a little kid. He doesn't have das to watch himself. Other thing before Shimon, Yisrael Mazel means a mensch has a neshama, has a mazel, Yisrael has a mazel, has a shame right to watching him, therefore even by kid will be the same svar also. And then Rashi is a chiddush here. Yisrael das. That's the lashon of mazel,
what? What does mazel have to do with that?
Right, here, so Rashi does a mil shvet. It's more mistab the other way. I'm not more mistab, but I'll do first one the other way. The mazel means the mensch has a mazel. We always say yesh mazel. Mazel tov. There's not mazel, we have yesh mazel. Just at the end of Kedusha we just had there. It's totally a mazel there. It's chusim with mazel. So the kid's a mensch has a good mazel smell that would watch him. Therefore it's harder for an animal to hit him. Good, yeah, good shalom. We'll be right in. Right. Now the Gemara says now. Now for the Makasha. Neshicha. What are you telling me now? When an animal bites, it's a told of Keren for the Gemara. Told of the Shani. This should be a told of Shane. When an animal bites somebody, it's using its teeth. So what are you telling me? It's called the told of Karen. It's not using its horns, it's using its teeth. So it should be a told of Shane. Murr says, no, loy. Shane, yeshan ola zeka. The mile of Shane is when an animal eats, it enjoys it. So that's why you chayev, because you're supposed to watch your animal from eating. Because you know he enjoys it, he's going to do it. But ho ain't han ola zeka. If an animal goes and stomp, bites somebody, he has no enjoyment from doing that. So therefore, from Shane alone, I will not know you chayev. But by Karen, when an animal gores somebody, also he has no enjoyment. It's just Kavanos al Hazik. He's a mean guy. He's doing damage. So therefore, biting is a told of Karen. For the Gemara Ravitza. What is telling now? If the animal collapsed, that means he folds in his feet and he collapses on something and breaks it, is a told of Karen. For the Gemara Uvita, and kicking also, for the Gemara, told of the regularly. These two things should both be a told of regal. When it collapses, it bends in his feet damages. Or when it kicks, it's doing damage with his feet. No, it's not true. Regal, the mile of the mazik of regal is hazeka motzi. It happens oftenly. When the shore walks, it's normal to walk. And if something in its way, it tramples over it. But since it's something that happens often, it's normal, hazeka motzi, that's why the owner has to watch it. But hani ain't hazeka motzi. But these things are not hazeka motzi. These things do not happen often. It's like mishun, it's a little bit different. Therefore, it's not a told of shein, but rather they are told us of Karen. Why? Because these two things are kavanos on the hazik, like Rashi says. I call upon him, these two things, since it's not motzui, like it's called kavanos on the hazik.
Yeah.
So therefore, these things are called told of the Karen. Now the question is, Ela told us, Sayem lav ki yitzben the yomer of Papahai. That's what Rapapa said before, that by the toldos of the Zikin, some of them are not like the others. Where did Rapapa say it? Eli Mahani, if you want to say, he said it on these toldos, the kicking, the biting, the revitza, these toldos of Karen are not like the others. For the Gemara Maishina, why? Maishina Karen, why do we say when the animal does damage with its horns that it's chayiv? Why? The kavanos al-hazik. The mailer is that it has kavanah when it does damage. And the mailer of kavanos al-hazik means it's not its mishunah. It's different than normally. Normally an animal doesn't have damage to do. He doesn't have kavanah to do damage. Karen is kavanos al-hazik. He has kavanah to do damage. And therefore it's mishunah. It doesn't happen so often. Umamaynach, and it belongs to you. And therefore shmirasan alecha, you're the one that has the chiyuv to watch it. And since you don't watch it, you're over the Issah. By not watching it, you have to pay for it. Says so, haninami, the same thing when your shah kicks somebody, or when your shah bites somebody, or when your shah collapses on somebody. Kavanos on hazik. It's not a normal thing to happen. It's abnormal. It's only because now he got a ktaiva, it's kavanos on hazik. Now he has kavanah to do hazik. Therefore, it's mamish like Karen. Umavainach, it belongs to you, it's your animal. Ushmiros on alecha, you have the chiyuv to watch it. And since you did not watch it, you're over in Issa. So Avadi, you should be chayiv. The same way for Karen, you're chayiv. Who are then kicking and biting, you should also be chayiv. So Mar says, true, Avadi and Svar, you're right. Ella told of the Karen. Avadi, the told us of Karen, have the exact same halacha like Karen, that Tam is chatinezek and Mur is nezek sholem. The chi come Rapapa, when the Rapapa say that by the toldoi, some of them are not like the others, that atay goes on the Av of the told us of Shein Vereg. Now the Gemara says, first of all, let's go into them. Shein v'regel ezik siva. First of all, where does it say in the Torah that we call shein and regel enough, like Rashi said in the Mishnah? The Tanya will learn. The Pasuk says, v'shilach has beira. V'shilach, you send out. What does it mean? Zeha regel. It means when your animal does damage by trampling over something. What's the raya? V'shilach means trampling by feet? V'chein u'emer is a Pasuk in Yeshayo, m'shalche regel ashra v'chamor. He sent out the regel, the feet of ashra v'chamor. Therefore, it's a raya again, even though it's in Divrei Nevi'im, but it's only Gilu Milsa B'Yama. You're only explaining to us what's the taich, what's the explanation of a shilach. We can learn out Divrei Torah from Divrei Kabbalah. Stam a Gilu Milsa. So you have a Gilu Milsa, a shilach means regal. Ubir, the Torah says Lashin Ubir. What does that mean? Zu Hashem. It means the teeth. Ubir, the destruction by eating it. The Chayinu Ebn is also a posik that says, Kasha Yivan.